located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Not often you see a game end on an empty net goal, but that's what happened Saturday afternoon in Minnesota when the Wild pulled their goaltender in OT. Jonathan Marchessault found the back of the net for the 40th time this year to give the Golden Knights the 2-1 win. VGK added 7 points out of a possible 8 on the four-game road trip. This puts them in great shape for making the playoffs. They're up by 8 points over the final wild card spot and lead the LA Kings by 3 heading into the final 8 games of the season. The Vancouver Canucks will be at the Fortress tomorrow night. The Las Vegas Aviators broke the seal on the 2024 season this weekend. The Reno Aces were in town and won both games played on Friday and yesterday. Saturday's game was rained out at Las Vegas Ballpark.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Hey, did you hear about that guy running for state senate in District 5?
You mean Richard Frederick?
Yep. Can you believe he actually cares about the people? What kind of politician is he?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I'm the type of politician to put the people over the politics. I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm running for state senate in District 5, and I believe it's time to return the power to the people. Ineffective leaders have weakened this state and need to be shown the door. Learn more about me at frederickfornevada.com, and let's take this fight to Carson City together.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Does anyone out there love paying taxes? Anyone? Me neither. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where right now we're having an instant tax savings event. And while we can't technically pay your sales tax for you, we can give you a discount equal to what your sales tax would be. Pretty cool, huh? Taxes smaxes. Who's with me? Best service, best selection, best price. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Still clearing up an accident on the way in from the Northwest Valley on US 95 southbound near Lake Mead Boulevard. It is off to the right side of the freeway. We've seen a big backup there for the last 45 minutes or so. 95 southbound again at Lake Mead. Want to stay to the left to get by that a bit quicker. Getting around safely, though, on I-15 as well as the Beltway. A couple of east side intersections you want to watch out for. An accident with injury at Desert Inn and Paradise. Also one at Tropicana and Cobalt. And in the southeast at Hacienda and Maryland Parkway. Should be a beautiful spring day in the valley. It will be a little bit cooler today. I won't quite hit 70 degrees this afternoon, but sunny skies otherwise. And 48 degrees is the current temperature. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Thank you.
We had a chance to visit with Kevin Child, the former Clark County School District, the Board of Trustee member, and I asked him, can you talk a little bit about what you've experienced regarding challenges with the healthcare system in our community? Here it is.
Well, absolutely. And we need affordable health care because our seniors depend on it when they get older. But then there's preventative. I don't believe that we have enough preventative, and we don't get our people out there to, if there's something wrong, they don't want to go get checked up. And I urge your voters, if they're going through something, go get checked up. There's always a way to pay for it. There's always a way that we can get stuff done. But as a legislator, I will make sure that I will look more into it, because I go into some of these doctor's offices and I see 80-year-olds have to pay a co-payment. I think after you're retired and, you know, you've paid into the system, Kevin, that our seniors deserve better, Kevin. And we need to make sure that the system works for them. And it just breaks my heart when I see that. And the other day I paid for one of the seniors. It was only $15, but that's $15 of food that somebody could have had.
Well, let me just ask you, does Medicare not work?
It does in certain circumstances, and it doesn't in some others. But again, we have to address the whole problem, which nobody has yet in our state. Yeah, do we have money? But you have to spend that money right. And you've got to know who you're spending it and what we're spending it on. Just like the school district, when I asked for a forensic audit, because there's a lot of people out there that, guess what, will take that money and not do a great service, Kevin.
But yet we have expanded Medicaid for the poor. Medicare obviously has been around for a long time. Are you trying to tell me it doesn't work?
It doesn't really for a lot of people, and for especially our retired seniors, Kevin. And that's one of our thing is that one of my campaigns is worried about our seniors and worried about our kids. And those are the two ends that we have to, because then the middle will take care of itself as long as we take care of our children and our seniors. And we need to be more proactive, and we need people as me, because I went through the system, and I know that we need to look at it even more. Because when I was in the emergency, I had to go into the emergency ward, and I'm going to tell you what, I had to sit with an IV out in the waiting room. That's unacceptable, Kevin. And we have money that we should be building bigger and hiring more health people in our system to make sure that this works. And that's one of my things that I'm going to look at, because I was kind of devastated when I'm sitting there with an IV amongst a lot of people in the waiting room that were sick, Kevin.
Wow. Again, joining us, Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member. This, of course, the election season. We've got primary elections on June 11th. We've got November 5th for the general election. Can you talk a little bit about what is going to be on the line, both on June 11th and eventually on November 5th?
Well, the main thing is I want your listeners to believe your independents and your Republicans, even your Democrats are listening. They need to vote early. Remember, early voting starts May 25th. Get out and vote. Don't wait to the last minute, because things happen. And this is one of the pushes of the Nevada GOP and the chairman Michael McDonald is doing, is making sure that people are going to go vote early. And remember, and they're also working on a voter ID campaign. So if you're out there, you're doing the DMV, please sign that petition. I don't care who you are. And a lot of the Democrats want voter ID also, Kevin.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned May 25th as the start of early voting. Are you convinced that we are going to end up with a free and fair election? Are you optimistic?
I'm optimistic, and I think that it will. And we have the Republican Party and some of the independent parties. They're watching it very closely. They know what to watch for now. They have the attorneys. Like I said, Chairman Michael McDonald his board members have made it a point to where they're going to have lawyers out there. They're going to have people, and your people can actually be a poll watcher also, because we need all eyes on this election. And again, can there be stupid stuff that goes on? Absolutely. But again, we need to pay attention to every one of us that vote.
Kevin, let me ask you, you are a former member of the Board of Trustees. There are Board of Trustee members who are up for re-election. Some have been termed out. Can you talk a little bit about some of the, at least people that I talk to seem to think that we're going to have to clean house And in well, even really, people, even people that we may like personally, it's time for everybody to go and start over.
Absolutely, and I concur with you. So there's four districts up for election. There's District A. The incumbent's not running in that. District B, the incumbent's not running in it. District C, the incumbent is running, and that's Evelyn Garcia Morales. Again, there's one, two, three, four, five. I think there's there'll be six people in that. Remember, it's nonpartisan. That means you don't you have to look them up if they're Republican, Democrat. But here's my biggest thing: to make sure that they're going to go out to those schools and look at everything.
There you have it. Kevin Child running for assembly in District 42. That's going to do it today. We'll tee it up again tomorrow, 6:05. I certainly hope that you will join us. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Clay and Buck are next. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
Walker?
I got this.
Wednesday on the CW.
What do you say we get the band back together?
Walker is back.
We need to solve this before there's another victim.
You ever work a serial killer case?
Because you've waited long enough.
We need to lock this place down now.
For these.
You're surrounded, buddy.
Six words.
Walker, Texas Ranger, you're under arrest.
It's the season premiere of Walker. Then.
Take a shot!
I can't see!
What the hell happened?
Sight Unseen is the highly anticipated new crime drama.
It's conclusive. You're clinically blind.
With a twist.
I want to stay in the field.
You're a police officer?
Not anymore. I need a second pair of eyes.
I brought you some. That might help.
You have to see for yourself.
You can't go in alone.
I'm not alone. I've got you.
Sight Unseen. Series premiere right after the season premiere of Walker. All new Wednesday on the CW.
Wednesday at 8 on the CW Las Vegas.
KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Does anyone out there love paying taxes? Anyone? Me neither. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where right now we're having an instant tax savings event. And while we can't technically pay your sales tax for you, we can give you a discount equal to what your sales tax would be. Pretty cool, huh? Taxes schmaxes. Who's with me? Best service, best selection, best price. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. But let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips.
and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, April 1st, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Happy Transgender Day of Visibility. $20 an hour, 20 years since Google unveiled this, and the final four is set. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Biden's big fundraiser raised a lot of money. It was held at Radio City Music Hall, featuring Presidents Obama and Clinton. All three were on stage, asked questions by Stephen Colbert. They raised $26 million. At the end of February, Biden's campaign had $155 million on hand, and now this added on to it. Biden said last night showed the skeptics, it showed the press, it showed everyone that we are united. Democrats are. The same day that was taking place, Trump was at the wake of the New York City police officer who was shot by the guy who had been arrested 21 times already. Meanwhile, President Biden on Easter chose to issue a proclamation on Transgender Day of Visibility. And when Republicans, of course, commented on this, his spokesperson said, sadly, it's unsurprising that politicians are seeking to divide and weaken our country with cruel, hateful, and dishonest rhetoric. Today, fast food workers in California will be making $20 an hour. Of all the people who work in fast food, over 500,000 are not teenagers looking to earn some extra spending money, but instead are adults looking to support their families. There's a problem there that we got to that point. Someone in California who owns 10 Auntie Anne's Pretzels said increasing his employees' wages will cost him almost $500,000 a year and will have to raise prices about 5 to 15%, not hire any more people, and never open up another location in California. 20 years ago today, Google unveiled what has got to be one of their most popular products, Gmail. Google often has April Fool's jokes, so people thought this was a joke when they announced it, especially that it allowed a gigabyte of storage. That's 13,000 emails. And the largest email server back then, Yahoo and Microsoft, they allowed 30 emails. The Final Four is all set. North Carolina State, their first Final Four since 1984, versus Purdue, their first Final Four since 1980. And then Alabama with their first Final Four appearance ever versus UConn, who won it last year. Now check this out. UConn is the first defending champ to make it back to the Final Four the next year since Florida back in 2006 and 7. That's something. It's been 17 years since the defending champion made it back to the Final Four. Has anyone seen Bill's bracket? Who does Bill have going all the way? I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't,
leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, we have legitimized extremism in America. Now, it's always been here. The Ku Klux Klan had to be beaten down by federal forces. U.S. Grant was behind that. But now, because of cyberspace, because of the devices, because of irresponsible companies, we have extremism being disguised as normalcy. If you go on the internet websites, you can find the most vile, hateful stuff in the world. And some Americans, don't ask me why, believe this stuff. But even in the mainstream media, the corporate media, we have hateful things on display every day. Now, MSNBC is the best example of this. That is owned by Comcast, which owns NBC News, and NBC News produces MSNBC. If you watch that channel, you will get a steady stream of America is evil. The United States has always been bigoted. Blacks don't have a chance. Minorities don't have a chance. White patriarchy is ruining our country. Day in, day out, nonstop. What are you doing, NBC? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. David, concierge member, I believe the nine House Republicans who voted against the resolution to condemn Putin for kidnapping Ukrainian children did so because of this, their dislike of Speaker Mike Johnson. Well, if that's true, and I certainly don't know if it is, that's despicable. You stick up for the kids. Jim, concierge member, and all of these concierge members are by accident. I didn't seek them out, but they had good questions. Bill, what would have to change in terms of process of law to restrict a single loon judge from reversing rulings, sometimes from the highest court? How can a single judge in New Orleans stop Texas from detaining migrants? It wasn't a single judge. It was a federal court of appeals based in New Orleans with three judges. Supreme Court kicked it back to them. They put a stay on the Texas law, so it stops cold. That'll be appealed. The judges in New Orleans, the three-judge appeals court, will rule. And if they rule against Texas, Texas then will file, and it'll go back to the Supreme Court. It's a little complicated, but you have to go through the stair step to get to the Supremes. Les Hartsfield, Comas, Washington. Why aren't the NGOs who are aiding and abetting illegals and defying immigration laws being sued? Because the federal government is funding many of those NGOs. They're doing humanitarian work. What are you going to sue them on? Federal government sending them money to house and feed migrants. So that's what the situation is. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here for Lone Star Transfer. If booking your timeshare has been difficult in the past, you know it's been almost impossible lately. Most clients are shocked to learn that their timeshare is now available to the public, severely limiting booking options. Many owners are upset. Their yearly dues have nearly doubled during this maintenance fee season. For well over a decade, this family-owned company has had the pleasure of helping more than 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out of their timeshare fees. With an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau and more than 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is a company you can trust. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. So please call my friends today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 855-551-7066. 855-551-7066 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Ward, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Daily Update brings you something you might not know. It is officially April Fool's Day. The Prankster's Holiday is celebrated in more than 50 countries around the world. Did you know that? The history behind the bizarre ritual goes back centuries. Here is the story. In 1582, Europe switched from the Julian to the Gregorian calendar. New Year's Day was moved from the 1st of April to the 1st of January. Villagers who didn't get the memo still celebrated New Year's Day in the spring. The nobles mocked the locals as foolish. Over the decades, the holiday has created some pretty incredible pranks. In 1957, the BBC reported that Swiss farmers were experiencing a record spaghetti crop. Camera crews filmed folks in the Alps harvesting noodles from trees. In 1992, National Public Radio reported Richard Nixon was launching a comeback for the White House. The segment made its way to the nightly news. An actor depicting Nixon promised voters, quote, "I never did anything wrong, and I won't do it again." 4 years later, Taco Bell announced it had purchased Philadelphia's Liberty Bell for $50,000 and planned to rename it the Taco Liberty Bell. According to the Washington Post, multiple members of Congress called the National Park Service to stop the alleged sale. In 2016, National Geographic promised readers they would no longer use images of naked animals. Instead, they published a story featuring puppies wearing underwear and diapers. And here's something else you might not know about April Fool's Day. It causes panic for millions of Americans suffering from farceophobia, the fear of practical jokes. 15% of adults say the holiday causes severe anxiety. The biggest fears for those suffering from farceophobia? Loud noises, clowns, an electric shock. So be safe out there on April Fool's Day. Back after this. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, this protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800 925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.